Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to jump right into it. Joining me today from Defense Training International is a trainer who has, he's been around, and he's trained many, and they've gone on and done many things, a boon to society, if you will. His name is John Farnham. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing? After that flowery introduction, I better live up to it, huh?
You do every time. John is, he's so humble. That's not flowery. That's I'm just telling it the way it is. Here's the thing. This is the thing about John. John is the most humble guy I've ever met. And at the same time, every man that I know in the gun industry who, some of them, I don't fanboy after anybody, but when I met John, I fanboyed. I was fanboying hard. And then Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, he was fanboying hard. When I was interviewing you in 2020 at a SHOT Show, he's like, can I sit there next to him while you do it? And I was like, yeah. I had to send him a picture. There's a picture of me, you, and him together. I had to send him a copy of that. Anyway.
Yes. Now you're dating us.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow. Over the course of time, you have trained and worked with law enforcement.
Yes. Yeah. And do currently.
So since Columbine, if you know, going back to Columbine, when Columbine happened, What was the law enforcement reaction to Columbine when they looked at that? And I mean, I know they started doing studies and all this other stuff and figured out, well, you know, time is not on our side, so we got to get in there pretty quick. EIEIO. What was their reaction?
Well, in the law enforcement community, Columbine was in 1999, I believe, so 23 years ago.
Right.
And there's been any number of similar incidents since, including the one just a few days ago in Texas. There had been school shootings before that, too, of course, but Columbine is the one that kind of got us all looking at what we're doing. And what a lot of my colleagues in the business said was, as you just mentioned, sometimes in the police business, we're guilty of what is sarcastically called tactical loitering. The police arrive. Of course, nobody knows anything except shots are being fired and people are screaming inside. And the tendency was, let's wait until we get enough people here so we can do something. Well, we wait and we wait and we wait. And it happened in Columbine. The death toll of Columbine should have been zero because almost all the people, I believe all the people who died bled to death because no one was there to treat their wounds, and most of them, maybe all of them, would not have died had someone been there and get the bleeding under control, but no one went in until a good time later, and as is the case with most of these shootings, by the time the main contingent goes in with some kind of plan, the perpetrator, if there's one or two or whatever, have either committed suicide, which is what they usually do, or they surrender meekly, which is happens sometimes too. But the point is, by the time we get in there, it's already too late. The damage is done. And I think in some cases, like in this recent case in Buffalo, New York, the police were a little more aggressive and they got in there. And I think there's a good argument some lives were saved because they did get in there when they did. Although some damage, you know. I hate to put it that way because it's not trivial. Anytime an innocent person dies, it's a tragedy. And I, you know, using a term like damage just doesn't do it justice. But in any event, there's a good argument that lives were saved. And now we have this latest event in Texas. And a lot of us have been saying, and I've been hearing this from a number of my colleagues, after 23 years, it appears we learned nothing. We're right back where we started. Officers arrive. I think entry was attempted, and then they came back out. And the perpetrator had over an hour by himself, and these poor children were calling on their cell phone saying, is someone going to rescue us here? Of course, by the time they came in, I think just about all the damage had been done. So I guess to answer your question, the conclusion is apparently we've learned nothing. And I don't know when we are. You know, the Israelis have gone through this, and they their schools are now all heavily armed and heavily protected, I guess is the best word, because they went through the same thing. They said, we can't just get there and stand around. We have to do something immediately and stop the killing. So anyway, I'm not sure when we're going to learn, but I'm not encouraged by this by our progress so far.
Is you know, I guess this kind of thing is left up to the commanders on the ground. Is there any scenario in which this could be looked at and then, I don't know, the attorney general puts things out to the state's attorney general and makes recommendations to say, okay, this is what we recommend you do, and this is what we recommend you train up to do. And, but then the other question comes up, and Dave Harrington and I were talking about this the other day. Your average street cop, who would probably be the first one on the scene.
That's the problem, yeah. I mean, there's no commander there. It's a, yeah. That patrol officer, that, you know, plain vanilla patrol officer, is the first one to get there.
How much training does that regular patrol officer get are they taught bounding overwatch? Are they taught something that basic when they're at the police academy?
Well, the answer at the police academy, probably not. But in subsequent training, the police community is trying our best to get some of this these building and entry tactics down to that plain vanilla patrol officer who's going to be the first one to arrive,
right,
or the first two or three to arrive. When they go to the academy, there's so much other stuff they have to learn. This is usually, if they get any, it's not much. But in subsequent training and in-service training, they at least more police officers are getting this than used to. But, you know the problem. We can't hire anybody anymore. And because of the current anti-police attitude of the current administration, so many of our experienced officers have quit, retired, got out. They're just, they're just tired of being denigrated by politicians. And so we've lost centuries of valuable experience, just out the door. And we're hiring new kids now that don't have a clue on all this stuff. And so it's almost as if we have to start over again.
Yeah.
So it's not very encouraging.
Well, I've got a few. I've actually had a discussion this morning with a local deputy sheriff, and I asked him a question that would have been sort of poignant, and I guess it was sort of poignant in Uvalde, but we'll get to that in just a second. John Farnham, we're coming up on the first break. John Farnham is a trainer at Defense Training International, and he goes to various places wherever he is requested, and he trains people in the kind of tactics. He trains them in gunfighting. He trains them in fire maneuver. He trains them in things that are highly specialized, and it's a skill set that obviously we need to be cultivating that amongst some of our law enforcement, if not all of them, all of law enforcement. So check him out. What's the website, John?
I'm sorry.
What's your website, Defense?
It's defense-training.com.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with John Farnham from Defense Training International. And we were discussing the dilemma facing police officers today, some of that stuff. I was in a Starbucks, and there was a deputy sheriff there, John, and I asked him about what they're supposed to do here locally, and he said, well, locally, when we get here, we're supposed to go. If we're the first one on the scene, we're supposed to go. I said, okay, let me ask you a question about this, because I've been dying to ask somebody under a badge about this. If you're there and you're going to go, and I present myself to you and say, son, I can go in on the left. I understand bounding overwatch, and I understand you need to ask me a couple of questions really quick, but, I mean, do you want some help? What are your thoughts on that?
Boy, that's an interesting question, and as we've discovered in this most recent shooting in Texas, when there are parents there, you may not be able to keep them out, because when their children are there, they're going in, whether you like it or not. And so the option of working with non-police, particularly parents, it may not be an option. We may have, it's something that's going to be enforced on us. And in states like Texas, where well, actually most states now, where concealed carry is common, those people are going to be armed. The problem is they're not in uniform. They're hard to recognize. They're certainly hard to differentiate from just a person with a gun. And that's where the problem comes. And I'm not sure I have a good answer. There's a company in Nevada called DSM. It stands for Don't Shoot Me.
Right.
And they make a banner that you can put over your head that's a bright red banner that says Armed Citizen. And I encourage my students who carry regularly, you know, when you're not a police officer, have that in your pocket. So when you find yourself swept up in an event or voluntarily getting involved in an event, you can put that on and maybe make it a little less likely the police will shoot you. But boy, that's a tough question to answer. And but as I said, when it gets bad enough, you're not going to be able to keep them out.
Well, I mean, here's my thought. With if somebody's going to go in alone, right?
Yes.
And they know that there is loss of life ongoing.
Yes.
As they're trying to rush through, they can only see in one direction. And I know that with bounding overwatch, you can do it with at least two people.
Yes, you can.
And I know that you, if you have somebody that knows what how to do it, you know, it's a pretty quick process. It's not rocket science or anything, but it does take a little bit of practice, which I'm out of. But
yes.
I do know how it runs, and I do know how to do it. And to me, if I'm out there and I'm looking at him saying, okay, I'm gonna be pulling up back the rear, and I'm not gonna really get active unless you go down.
Yes.
Give him the lead. You know, show him a permit, show him all the other stuff. And I mean, given. And this is the thing. If the cops show up and they get there and they do what I think they should do, I'm perfectly happy as much as I is possibly to be to say, okay, what's being done can be done. If they're sitting around discussing things.
Yes.
Then, okay. And, you know, legally, I know that by law that there's no legal obligation for them to protect any one individual.
Right. And but when your child is in that school, you're not going to worry about any legalities.
Yep.
So. You're just going to do what has to be done. And I think that's part of what we saw there in Texas. It's a very difficult question.
Well, I mean, it's a difficult question, but I mean, we're dealing with human beings, right? I mean, there's some that are going to get in there, and they're just going to be so duty bound, and they're going to be so hardened to certain things that they're just going to say, "Oh, that's where he is. Good. Now I know where to go." And then they're just going to go.
That's right.
And there's going to be some that are going to be out there, and it's going to petrify them.
And what we have to remember is, good tactics doesn't mean taking no risk.
Right.
Good tactics means taking the best risk. With everything that word risk involves, this, no matter how we do this, it's going to be far from a risk-free operation. And, you know, I know in this last incident, we heard a lot of talk about officer safety. What about officer safety? Well, yeah, what about the public safety? Isn't that what we're supposed to be protecting? I mean, and nobody's going to be safe in a case like this. And nothing I can suggest we do is going to be safe. It's going to be a very high risk operation, and it's very likely that we're going to take casualties. But at least in the police business, when something like this happens, this is when we get to earn our money. We have, you know, we're duty bound to do something. And we keep saying we're going to go right in, but that seems it's easy to say and much harder to do, even for those of us who are in uniform.
Well, I mean, I do think it is a question that needs to be asked about that, as far as the civilians getting involved. And I don't mean to say that the police are not military; they're somewhere in between.
Correct.
But if the police are not going to do it, you're the one. I mean, you're the one that coined the phrase. I wish it was me that coined the phrase. In self-defense, when it begins, no one is coming.
That's right. I think we've largely learned in this country that rescue is mostly a myth.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think there will actually be a discussion of that about?
Well, sure. Sure. That's going to be discussed along with a bunch of other stuff. What concerns me is what we've seen in the past. It's all going to be discussed, and then the discussion will trail off, and then it's going to happen again, and then we'll be right back where we started.
If it hadn't been for things like Sandy Hook, and it trailed off, and then Virginia Tech, it trailed off, Columbine, it trailed off,
there was an incident in Florida. I can't remember the name.
Parkland.
Yeah, Parkland.
I mean, it's all trailed off. And I want to discuss the other thing too, since you do train with and continue to work with police. I want to ask you about those shooters, those individuals in those areas, because prior to them in their rampage, I call them rampage killers.
Yes.
And police went and visited them while they were in the middle somewhere of their five steps that they go through prior to being a rampage killer. And I want to ask you about that, and maybe what role of what maybe we need a new police officer type in for that particular thing. But John is the chief instructor at defense-training.com. He goes all over the United States, trains all kinds of people, from the very beginning person to the guy who just got back from his fifth combat tour in the sandbox, and everybody in between. And when you leave John Farnham's class, you are better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steierwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday.
The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with John Farnham from Defense Training International. John, in the instances of like the DC Naval Yard shooter, he was known to law enforcement, to psychiatrists. Parkland shooter, he was known. I mean, he was like on the, they had him on a route to come visit him.
Yes.
East La Vista, he was visited. Do we need to have a different kind of cop in place in every department just for these kinds of visits? Because don't most states already have in place a 72-hour lockdown if they look at you and say, you're sort of dangerous to yourself and other people, so we're gonna take a look at you, okay? Don't they already have that?
It's very limited. You know, we used to have involuntary commitments to mental hospitals. Well, as you know, mental hospitals are gone. And basically, if you're in a hospital for any reason and you don't want to be there and you say you don't want to be there, they can't keep you. And, you know, what concerns me is that if we locked up every nutty person in this country, there, you know, wow, we wouldn't have enough jail space for a tenth of them.
Yep.
People, you know, make threats now and then, say stupid things, and that concerns me. You know, in my classes, I caution my students, you know, be very careful about that kind of thing. Well, you know, threatening statements, stuff like that, because that gets you on a, you know, that people get very nervous about that, especially in this day and age. But every one of these, you know, mass shooting suspects, is their personality under themselves, and they have different reasons that none of us will ever understand. I'm not even sure they understand it. And I'm not sure how predictable any of this is going to be. In the aftermath, we always say, well, he had an unhappy childhood, his mother didn't breastfeed as a child, his underwear too tight, and all this kind of stuff. Well, you can say that about half the population. So I think, you know, the only solution is we're going to have to harden these schools.
Okay. You just led me right into it.
We're going to have an armed presence at all these schools because the predictability of this kind of stuff, I think we're mostly kidding ourselves.
Well, the thing that I was about to say is it easier to harden a target than it is to prevent a target from being hit? Because I've always been of the impression, I mean, they can't protect presidents. I mean, they're doing the very level best they can. They got every bit of they got all the technology and the people and all this other stuff, and they still, if somebody is determined, can get to the president. So, looking at that, to me, it seems like if you're going to have a stationary target like a school, that you take it and you make it really expensive to go into it.
And that's ultimately, that's going to be the only solution. And as you've said already, the news is we don't have very good news in any of that. Having an armed presence in every single school, every time their kids there is going to be an expensive proposition. There's a lot of pushback from the NEA and these other educators who, you know, they don't like cops and they don't like guns. Well, they like us, you know, when they're in trouble, but all the other times they're poo-poo. And so we're going to have to push that through. And I don't see any other solution.
What do you think of armed teachers?
Oh, yeah. I think armed teachers are going to be the first line defense because they're there. This is what they've had to do in Israel. And they had some pushback there, too. You know, teachers say, I don't want to be armed. Well, not all teachers are going to be, but some teachers have to be. We went through the same thing with armed pilots with this, you know, skyjacking problem we had. And not all pilots want to be armed, but some of them are. And I have to believe that's been a significant deterrent. And
well,
as you said earlier,
nobody knows who is and isn't, right?
I'm sorry?
Nobody knows which are and are not.
Exactly.
Armed.
Exactly. All we know is they might be. And that suffices to be a significant deterrent. It strikes me that the shooters always choose soft targets, gun-free zones, places where no one's likely to be armed. That's the target they always choose. And so, in the end, we're going to have to face the fact that we just have, just like the Israelis, we're going to harden these schools. And there's going to have to be an armed presence there all the time, both police officers and armed teachers and administrators.
Right. I know you're not too bashful about waxing political. you know, I have long stated that, like using the pilots, for example, they looked at what they could harden to make it harder to take a plane.
Yes.
But then they hardened the cockpit.
Yes.
And since that happened, I'm not aware of any cockpits being breached.
That's right. You have to believe it's been a significant deterrent. But look at the uphill battle that was. There was pushback on that from every corner.
You've also got
the anti-gun crowd in politics who just I shouldn't say anti-gun, anti-your gun.
Right.
They're not anti-their guns, but they're sure anti-your guns. They push back left and right, and they're. You know, fortunately, we were able to push that through, and as you say, it's become a significant deterrent.
Well, I mean, the Biden administration, I saw his new spokesperson, whatever we want to call her.
Yeah.
She's indicating that Biden is not interested in hardening schools.
That's correct.
And I'm going to tell you my theory on this, and you can mull this over through the break if you want to. I'm going to tell you my theory on this. Now, the left, and you've looked at this hard yourself, the left has always known that it would be very hard to take us into the socialist utopia with an armed populace.
Yes.
And given what we saw in, and I'll give you an example of a statistic, the entirety of the time from the Civil War to the Civil Rights movement in the 60s, 3,418 black men were killed for being black. in the era of Black Lives Matter, an additional 3,800 black people have died. So in 3 years of Black Lives Matter, they have beat out all the racist stuff that happened in the 19th and the early 20th centuries to the mid-20th century, and they've beaten that total. And my position on this, John, and, you know, like I said, you can mull this over, but we're going to be on the break in about a minute. I think that rampage killings are good for the Democrats, for the ones that want to disarm America. I think this is a good thing. I think this is something they don't and resist at all costs. And it's, you know, in the states where it's left to the states. But, I mean, we haven't made... One thing we haven't done is we've never made any sort of a consequence for these places that throw up the sign and say, we are declaring this a gun-free zone.
Yes.
Where they, and you go to the gun-free zone where they, you know, whether it's a sock store or whatever it is, and you look around there and, you know, there's nothing different about it besides it has that gun-free zone sign. They have no provision for my safety within their walls. So, you know. You can mull that over a little bit. We're coming up on the next break. John is the chief instructor. Along his wife, Vicki, she goes with him to defense-training.com. They train law enforcement. They train military. They train civilians. Everybody that they train comes out degrees better, comes out with a better understanding of what they're doing. I mean, you should need to go to defense-training.com and just look at the quips and just see where Mr. Farnham falls down on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I have been speaking with John Farnham for the past little bit. We're going to finish this hour up. Before we went to break, I said out loud that I think that for the Democrats, rampage killings and dead people is good for whatever it is they're trying to sell. What are your thoughts on that?
Neo-Marxists, you know, masquerading as Democrats, as we all know, thrive on victims. They thrive on squalor, lawlessness. They can't stand successful, happy, self-reliant people because we don't vote for them. Only victims vote for them, and they work to manufacture victims as fast as they can. Marxists always have. And so they've discovered, as you pointed out, that the more crime you have, the more government you need. Are they really interested in lowering crime? You have to understand that things are the way they are because that's the way they want them. These high levels of violent crime, we wouldn't have them if they didn't want them that way. But the violent criminals are doing their bidding, as you pointed out. They're generating victims, they're generating fear, and to the Marxists, that generates votes. And it's just that cynical. And I, like you, I hate to even put it that way, but I guess I have to.
Well, I guess this is a thing now, and this is the problem with the left. All of the left's schemes I consider to be a circular firing squad in the making. So like they've been playing this game in L.A. for a long time, right? They've been playing the defund the police and the Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff. But now the bad guys are going into Beverly Hills.
Imagine that.
And the bad, because, you know, the bad guys are not out there. The bad guys don't look at what they're doing as some sort of political campaign. They're looking at it as, you know, I'm getting paid.
Well, that's right. There's no consequence to committing violent crimes. Why should we worry?
Yep. So now, like, I know in Beverly Hills, one, they turned Beverly Hills into a bunch of grid squares, defensive grid squares the local residents have. And two, they're calling their sheriff, Villanueva. He's the guy that got out there and said, there's a 30% increase in homicide in L.A. over last year, and if you had a compelling reason, I'd probably let you carry a gun, which I thought he just gave him that.
God bless him. listen, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Rescue is a myth. You're the first responder, and you're going to live or die with whatever, you know, you got with you and whatever in your heart. The idea that the police can come along and rescue you, as we've seen, is wishful thinking.
Yeah. So as we go forward, and here's the other thing I think that we should probably pursue. In these states, like for some of these states, there's teachers that already have concealed carry permits. I'm sure they're going to volunteer, given half the chance, to defend the kids. I don't think all of them are groomers. I think there are some in there, and I think some school districts are doing that. But I don't know how widespread that is, because I don't have a kid in school anymore. But I know that in Ohio, where they had the FASTA program, when they went to Colorado and Texas, where 30% of the teachers are armed, I think Utah, the teachers are armed. There's a lot of places where the teachers are armed that we don't hear about rampage killers in their area or in their schools, and nobody ever gets into those.
Yes.
And so if the states like, say, New York or California, Newsom, if they get out there and say, we will not introduce guns into the learning environment, should there be some sort of a penalty for them if they're not going to harden it by letting the teachers be armed? Because I've always thought a good idea would be to have, like, on an average high school campus, which is gigantic nowadays,
yes,
it probably wouldn't be bad to have a SRO in each corner and have armed teachers. I've never thought that was a bad idea whatsoever. Or if you don't want to do that, go hire a bunch of veterans, let them tack up, you know, let them, you know, get five and put them out there to school, let them stay, put them on a 10, 15-year contract, pay them well. The kids will walk up to them and say, hey, what's that do? What is that thing there? And let them take care of it. But, I mean, it's going to have to be one of these things where there's going to have to be a lethal reprisal for the rampage coming and go. Didn't Adam Lanza, the first school he went to had a resource officer, and he turned around and went to Sandy Hook, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right. As I said, there has to be an armed presence in the school. And I think armed teachers like armed pilots are going to become a reality. And out there in anti-gun California, of course, they say, well, we're not going to do this. Well, guess where the next shooting is going to be? When you fairly advertise that, you know, we're not going to protect ourselves, we're not going to protect our children, well, great, that's where the next school shooter is going to end up. And as we agonize about their motives, which is essentially a waste of time, what we should be doing is facing reality. But in California, that's not their specialty, as you pointed out.
Well, from what I understand, listening to psychiatrists, when they try to break these guys down, there's five stages they go through. And if you catch them in the first three stages, you have a very good chance of intervening. And maybe if some really serious, intense psychiatric care was given, you could redeem them. Fourth stage is when they're on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very dangerous moment for a police officer to pull over a rampage killer who's maybe got a taillight out, because this guy's already, he's already set. And like you said, in most of their heads, they don't plan on coming out of this alive. So it might start prior to actually making it into a school. But in the fifth stage, when they get to the fifth stage, that's when they decide to go operational. As far as I'm concerned, the only real solution at that moment is to blow them out of their socks.
Yep, and you gotta understand, we're going to be able to limit the damage. We're not going to be able to prevent all damage. We'll do the best we can, and I think we can stop the shooting shortly after it starts. But we're going to limit the damage. As every, you know, police commander knows, we have a situation like this, it's not going to have a happy ending, I promise you.
Well, if they're waiting on the cops, it is and isn't. I mean, the only way to limit the damage, seriously limit the damage, is to have an armed element in place already waiting.
But, you know, remember the Beslan shooting there in former Soviet Georgia, when plane load after plane load of special operators arrived, And they sat around. They did exactly the same thing. They
right.
sat around. And when someone said, who's in charge, they all looked at their shoes. Because they know this is a career ender. Who's ever in charge, this is going to have an unhappy ending no matter what happens.
Right.
And who's ever in charge, that's going to be the end of his career. We all know that. And this is why I say someone has got to step forward and say, look, there are more important things here than my career. And for the record, it's my decision. And we are all going to earn our money right now. That's the kind of leadership we need.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, we haven't seen a lot of that. And
well,
easy for me to say, you know, I wasn't there. But that's the kind of leadership we're going to have.
I don't know. Each and every time a new element comes out, a new fact drops, it seems like it's more and more in the realm that you're speaking about. But I didn't even get started on the other points. But listen, I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. It's always a pleasure to have you on board.
The pleasure is mine.
The background and everything else. I do tell Miss Vicky that guy that was gushing over her when she was talking to my wife.
Yes.
She had to give her my regards, and I look forward to the next time we get a chance to speak.
Anytime, bud. I'm delighted. I hope I can spread some sunshine.
Well, maybe not sunshine, but definitely it's light.
Yes.
It always brings the light to this topic.
Thank you.
Check John out if you want to find out where he's going to be, what he's going to be going to. Defense-training.com for Defense Training International, John Farnham. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Keita Bussey and her guest, Grant Chancellor Madison, a competitor out of South Africa. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.